This is from the State Correctional Institution and is subject to monitoring and recording.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. 2015. USA Incorporated. Open Air Prison. Open Air Prison. USA Incorporated. USA Incorporated. USA Incorporated.
Is fast becoming one of the biggest open air prisons on Earth. Prison Radio.
Family, this Mary of 13th Colony, Savannah, Georgia, USA, then, now, USA Incorporated Open Air Prison, Justice Radio Station, using words and definition of words that reveal truth, correctness, justice. With the definition, talk about that more later. Peace. Something I am longing to experience. And many say, wanting to experience. Same as the word justice, I'm concerned that the meaning is not something expressed most of the time. That is a working definition so that everyone will have justice. Justice Radio Station. Using words, definition of words that reveal truth, producing justice, correctness, peace, that is so elusive in the chaotic environment where many are engaging in immature character acts. Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Networking. Providing evidence how and why. Why and how to create a community. Family, individual, presenting evidence how and why to create a community, an individual, a family where the individual will guarantee that no one is mistreated, including the individual, and guarantee that who needs the most constructive help receives it in all areas of people activity in society. I'm saying these things in light of history, politics, miseducation of us all. In my studying and researching, thinking, I've come upon the realization that I'm blessed to be here networking with you, family, due to the fact that I have not been successfully miseducated. That's right. I just realized that. I'm concerned about why we think and act the way we do. And when you look at history, politics, miseducation of us all, that is where the answer can be found. We're being conditioned as non-white people to believe after being what I see as a refinement enslaved machinery. Let me say that again. I want to be clear. 150 years ago, Congress so-called ratified the 13th Amendment. When I think about this family, I know this is something that never should have happened. How do you feel about that? Why is that missed? Have individuals been so successfully miseducated that here, 150 years after, people who look like you, who look like me, who look like all of us, were enchained physically, mentally, spiritually, psychologically. It all is intertwining and interdependent and working up to today. Existing USA Incorporated, refined enslavement machinery, machine, USA Incorporated. Is that true? How do you see it? Are we free? Or in an illusion of freedom? Talk to me, family. Email radio D as in darling, V as in victory, J as in justice at gmail.com. That's radio DVJ at gmail.com. How do you see society, the environment, where we are given a definition of a word that is not true? What word am I speaking of? We're told a couple of things as non-white people along the way of getting the chains off our body, restricting our movement more than now for some. However, let's look at it in truth. What is happening today, 150 years, being in a condition, being successfully, I say it again, successfully miseducated, so much so that we talk about the condition. And many not working to counter the condition. I know that we can use, we will use, and we must use the same tools that got us in this position to get out. What tools am I speaking of? How are we being miseducated? through the socialization process. The socialization process, what we do and say every day, the words, the definition of words, which do not reveal truth. Ding, 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 so a bell should go off, a light. That is why I'm saying the things I'm saying at this time, family, to alert you. I'm sounding the alarm. I am concerned. Not waking yourself. You keep being deceived. Keep celebrating the European culture. Being comfortable. Is that what it is? You just comfort the rut? You don't need to stay that way because our original state is unconditioned. I'm saying these things in light of history, which is a current event. Here we are 150 years since the chains came off physically, so-called. And where are we? Where are we? How are you? Remember, reclaim, restore. What are you talking about, Mayor? When I say remember, remember to ask and answer four fundamental questions. Ask and answer. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Now the next question to ask and answer. How do I see myself? Perceive myself. In light of history and miseducation of us all, why do you see yourself the way you do? Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Come on, family. If you continue to celebrate the culture, which is how you think and act day to day, some may be more constructive than others. However, when your culture is other than yourself, I'm saying this since I know that the knowledge of self is being distorted, you're being closed off from, and you've been given, we've been given, a foreign self. Think about it. Think about it. Speak about it. No, K-N-O-W. Where are we? 150 years, 150. Are we free? Are we in an illusion of freedom? Many subjects will be discussed throughout the broadcast. When I say throughout, not all tonight, not all at this time, over time. That's a good metaphor. Over time. In time. I-N. Time. Being in the universe. On a planet. Turning, it appears. Towards the sun. Moon. Grateful for divine time, all time, all divine. How do you see yourself? We're being taught you're a sinner. How is that working out? It certainly looks like it, doesn't it? When you look at the daily bad news, did the reporters share with us every day, all day and night? 150 years. Why do we think and act the way we do? How will we solve the problem? What is the problem? Justice radio station here encouraging, stay ready. Keep a teachable spirit. Justice radio social issues app. You see, we're being miseducated in all areas of people activity in society. Education, entertainment, economics, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, war. Now, where do we start? From those four questions that I mentioned. Do your independent research, independent study in your goal setting. It's important to ask and answer, how do I see myself? How do I perceive myself? Why do I think and act the way I do? What is she saying? Words that reveal truth. For one family, let me tell you this. Listen, listen. The basic, initial, unfinished business among people of the known universe, and this I want you to put on your goal as something you will work to help finish. The unfinished business among people of the known universe is this concept, idea, classification tool called race. Now, the reason the classification tool can be used is that they have individuals succumbing to being you. As you recognize and resolve this unfinished business, realize, am I all I ought to be? By looking at the fact that we're in a universe, on a planet, turning, it appears, towards sun, moon, time, space, energy, matter. The fifth thing that makes up all of this universe of time, space, energy, matter is the divine intelligence that put it together. How about that? Loving it. Remember, reclaim, restore your divinity in your goal setting. Include independent study. Become familiar with why the information, and that's what it is, that we receive through the miseducation system of school, work, movie, Hollywood, they call it, religion, big one. Because as you begin to understand that this is one of the tools being used to create the unjust system that exists right here, right now, have a teachable spirit. Think about what's being said. Think about what everyone else is saying. Question more. This Mary of 13th Colony, USA, Savannah, Georgia. Then, now, USA Incorporated Open Air Prison, Savannah, Georgia. Planet Earth. Being jacked right before our very eyes. We on it. So we are included. Family, have a teachable spirit. Keep a teachable spirit. Understand, know, K-N-O-W, why you think and act the way you do. Being covered corrupt is part of why you think and act the way you do. Don't make yourself and children dress and pretend. Don't make yourself and children overeat, overspend. This is the conditioning, the culture that you are being conditioned to support and someone other than yourself benefit. Granted, you might think you're feeling good for a minute, you're eating good for a minute, but in the scheme of things, what is going on? You say you want better. How will the children have better? How will the old people have better? How will everyone have better? Justice with a definition. Individual guaranteeing that no one is mistreated, including the individual, including self. Guaranteeing that who needs the most constructive help receives it in all areas of people's activity in society. You see, right now, we're in a society, a system, where someone is guaranteed to be mistreated, and someone is guaranteed not to get the constructive help that's needed. Come on, family. Network, what's your thoughts, philosophy, opinion on what is being said and what are you doing to forward freedom for all, justice with a definition, compensatory definition for all. Peace and love, family. I am Ma'at. Justice Radio Station. Using words that reveal truth, producing correctness, justice, peace. Earlier in the broadcast, Mary encouraged us to remember that after 150 years being within the refined enslavement machine, USA Incorporated, open air prison. Remember, reclaim, restore self-knowledge, becoming conscious of being conscious, now being in a refined, enslaved machine. What does this term refinement mean? What is meant by refining enslavement? The term refine or refinement of means to improve the methods of maintaining an unjust society, system. This means that individuals promoting an unjust society strive to decrease the necessity for using direct violence and or the threat of direct violence against non-white people. They instead strive to increase the use of deceit as the basic means of causing victims, their victims, to enjoy and or not resist their subjection to the unjust system. The refinement stage of this unjust system is the ideal stage of so-called racial subjugation to those unjust supremacists who strive to produce it. White supremacists, since that is the current conditioning under which we exist. They prefer a condition in which their victims willfully support being the subjects of the white supremacists as they become accustomed to believing that this is the best possible arrangement between white and non-white people. The white supremacists promote the refinement of white supremacy by speaking and or acting in a manner that makes the practice of white supremacy more acceptable and or more appealing to the victim. Remember, white supremacy is a non-just and incorrect socio-material practice, no matter how it is practiced, and no matter how appealing or acceptable it may be to its victims. The refinement stage of white supremacy is generally promoted through the systematic use of falsehood and or flattery. Sometimes the flattery takes the form of material objects distributed among the non-white people of the known universe to be used as so-called status symbols. The refinement stage of white supremacy family includes speech and or behavior by white supremacists that appears to be against white supremacy, but in truth is only the promotion of white supremacy in a different and or more deceitful form. Remember that deceit, subtle and or indirect violence is what it is. And the two basic methods of practicing white supremacy include deceit, which is subtle or indirect violence. Then violence is direct, including the threat of violence. Two ways. Now let me say this. Listen. Deceit. Saying things that are false and influencing non-white people to believe things that are not true. This is done in such a skillful manner, family, that all non-white people, either directly or indirectly, submit to and cooperate with the practice of white supremacy, which is racism. The other method of practicing white supremacy, which is racism, through the method of violence, using direct or indirect bodily harm, or threatening to use direct or indirect bodily harm against non-white people who do not submit to and or cooperate with white supremacists in a satisfactory manner. White supremacy is always practiced with deceit, or with direct violence, or with a greatly sophisticated combination of both. Remember, family, keep a teachable spirit. Recognize, reclaim, restore your consciousness about being conscious. I am Ma'at, Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Presenting evidence how and why and how to create a community, an individual, a family, where the individual will guarantee that no one is mistreated, including the individual. Guarantee that who needs the most constructive help receives it in all areas of people activity in society. Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App.